You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Alicia. Are you currently in need of roadside?
Yes, it's actually for one of my insureds. She's already called in and was advised that you guys can't find a tow truck to get to her, so I'm trying to rectify the situation. She's in the middle of the road.
Okay, can I have the phone number?
The insured's phone number?
Yes.
The one we have on file is 805-298-2023.
Can I have the customer's first and last name?
Gloria Garza.
Can you spell the last name?
G-A-R-Z-A.
Okay, give me one moment.
I have the policy number if you need it.
I do have the account. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, it does.
Hello?
Give me one moment. Okay, there is someone going to be on her account shortly to find her provider. We had to transfer it over to out of network because everyone who's contracted with us declined. So it may take a little longer, but they are still looking. They are going to still be looking for a provider in the area.
That is unacceptable. I mean, can we get a supervisor on the line? I mean, she's in the middle of the road. Like, that makes no sense to me. I mean,
I do understand, but it's up to our providers to either accept or decline because they could be busy unless she wants to wait 4 hours because that was one of the ETAs. And so since we call everyone on our contracted list, we'll have to call out of network for their quotes and prices.
So basically, if she got somebody to come out and tow her, she could just turn in the receipt because at this point, you guys don't have anybody that could be dispatched to her right now.
I'm sorry?
So basically, if she called a tow truck to come out to her and she paid for it, she could just submit the receipt?
Yes, ma'am. She could submit the receipt through us.
Okay, she's on the other line. Let me see if I can put her through so you can kind of just explain that to her because, I mean, I don't know if that's how it was explained to her before, but she just said there's no tow trucks, and I don't think that she was aware that you guys are still searching. So can I put her through?
Yes.
Let's see, hold on a minute. Gloria?
Oh, Gloria? Hello, yes.
Okay, so I have Alicia on the line from the the towing department, and she's gonna explain, I
Okay.
guess, what was going on. I guess they're still searching for a tow truck for you, which I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
Yes, but it's been like almost an hour, and I'm stuck in the middle of a road where it's a very busy intersection. I get that, but I need a tow truck now. Like, what are they going to explain to me?
She's on the phone. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Alicia?
They are still looking for a provider, but it's going to take time because it's out of network. Everyone who's contracted with us declined or have a 3 to 4 hour ETA.
What? You what? Can you repeat that? I heard no, I couldn't hear it.
Everyone who's
Hello?
contracted with us could not assist at the
The police
moment.
actually called for a tow truck. Okay, so the police called for a tow truck. Are you going to pay for that, or how is that going to work? Because I shouldn't have to be paying for this.
You will have to pay and get reimbursed through us.
How, why can't you find a tow truck for me? I don't understand.
They are still looking out of network. The people who are contracted with us declined, so they'll have to go out of network to people in the area around you who would like to accept.
Okay, so you don't even have a time frame as to when they're going to come?
No, ma'am, because they have to find someone to accept
I don't
the
have the funds to pay for
tow
half
and
of my God. I'm definitely going to drop this insurance. This is ridiculous. I paid way too much into these people for them to be doing this bullshit. This is bullshit. If that's the case, I'll just have them drop it at my daughter's house, but I will have to pay less.